help from a teacher. MPS released a statement calling the actions glaringly unprofessional. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left a man with life-threatening injuries. It happened in the 1200 block of Melrose Street Thursday afternoon. Police say the shooting is related to a domestic situation and a suspect is in custody. And a swift water rescue team was called to Dosterwell Park in Prattville Thursday after teens were stranded in a tree when the water started to rise quickly. No injuries were reported. Prattville police tell us Dosterwell Park is currently closed. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche-certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
I'm Will Barfoot, and I'm a Republican candidate for the Alabama State Senate. But let me make one thing very clear. I'm not a politician, and I don't want to be. I'd rather have dinner with my family than eat caviar. I'm more comfortable in my jeans and boots than in a suit. And political correctness is something I've never understood. I want to bring real solutions from real people to solve the real problems we're facing. It's time to put people above politics.
Paid for by the committee to elect Will Barfoot, 4280 Walhatchie Road, Pike Road, Alabama.
When it comes to dry cleaning, let me recommend Worth Cleaners, offering free pickup and delivery for lazy people like me to home or office and anywhere in the River Region, including Montgomery, Prattville, and Wetumpka.
And you don't even have to be home for the pickup or delivery.
Plus, Worth Cleaners services their customers twice a week with easy billing direct to your credit card.
It's like living in a hotel. Just hang your clothes on the door and presto, your clothes appear back at your door, neat and clean. Life is good when you have a concierge cleaner like Worth. And by the way, Worth was voted Montgomery's best of the best in dry cleaning and laundry.
Give your clothes and yourself the best. Just call 277-6431 or call Michael at 799-1845 and let Worth Cleaners work their magic for you.
They do it all. Dry cleaning for your fine clothes, laundry for your casual wear, and wash, dry, and fold for your household items.
Imagine you folding laundry. Never! Let Worth Cleaners with two locations handle it. Worth is at 125 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway, and 7825 Vaughn Road.
May, graduation or not, loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram truck, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti, all in one place or in Prattville. This month it is huge. The brand new Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV. Kia, 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, best in the business. Save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover. The 2019 model arrives in June, so save a lot on the 2018. The third row Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about family and friends plan to see if you qualify. The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, still the rugged off-road SUV you want and expect, but smoother. Or the Grand Cherokee, or its smaller sibling, the Cherokee. Ram truck redesigned 2019 model. Looks completely different than the 2018 model. Now on sale. Kia, Infiniti, Fiat, Ram truck, Chrysler, Dodger, Jeep. In Prattville, in Montgomery, only at Brubaker.
Did you know circuit breakers deteriorate over time and can become a fire hazard? If you've added rooms or large appliances to your home, have breakers that trip, or if your home is over 20 years old, you may need to upgrade your electrical panel. Don't risk your family's safety. Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for expert electrical service. Act now and Mr. Electric will install a whole home surge protection system at no additional charge with your panel upgrade. That's a $600 value. With upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options, why wait? Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for complete details or visit us online today. Where? We'll do it right.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday. Memorial Day edition, this show will be the replay. We're giving two things away today. We're doing drawing for Sweet Creek Farm Market. Plus, anybody is open for the Fresh Market $50 gift card for today only. And all you need to do is tell us, you know, some people are talking about their favorite war movies. Some people are telling us what they're doing for the weekend or what they were going to do, and things have changed. Friend that I was going to go down to Florida, and they changed their mind, and they said, good call.
Right.
Let's go to the phones and go to D. Welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. How are y'all today?
We're good, D. And you?
I'm good. I was just calling to share my Memorial Day plans with you.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, now I'm planning to go get me some ribs, and then I'm just going to stay in bed all day and watch Netflix.
Eating ribs, is that what you're going to do?
Yep.
Well, let me make a recommendation. Do you live in Montgomery, or where do you live?
I live in the country.
In the country, huh?
Way far from Montgomery, but I am going to go by Fresh Market before I leave Montgomery today.
Oh, I tell you what. Well,
hopefully you'll pull my name, and I can just come get free stuff.
There you go. So you want to get in both drawings?
Yes, please.
You got it. Let's see. They won't have the ribs. All the ribs are gone that they cooked. They've got ribs at $2.99 a pound. They're the premium, and that's a very good price. It's half price for them if you want to cook your own.
Okay, I can do that.
Dee, I want you to have a great day.
What's your month and day?
Sorry, month and day of birth, Dee.
11/7.
11/7. They named a store after you.
I know.
Dee, I want you to have a great day and enjoy those ribs while you're in bed.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on Friday, Memorial Day edition show here. And as heard, we're doing two giveaways, Sweet Creek Farm Market and Gift Basket for any caller. And then also for today only, Memorial Day callers, $50 gift card. We give that away for Fresh Market. Let's go to David. Hey, David.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
I'm really good, my friend.
Good. Hey, did you get that email I sent you early this morning on that New York Times article?
Let me see. I didn't see it. Let me see.
On the Second Amendment?
1 cent at 5:56 this morning? No.
No, it would have been before then, like probably about 4:30.
No, I don't see it in here. Let me look in my other folder here. Not that I would ever consider you spam. No, I don't see it.
Oh, okay. Don't worry about it. Anyway.
Well, tell me about it.
Reader's Digest version. Basically, this individual that wrote this article is basically going at the Second Amendment from the viewpoint that the founding fathers, of course, being slave owners and racists, came up with the Second Amendment as a means to oppress blacks who were slaves who were trying to rise up for their freedom.
What? That's a stretch.
Yeah. So, he goes into how they argued about it, at, you know, and stuff, and, you know, battled back and forth as to whether, you know, there should be a Second Amendment or not. And, you know, he quoted some black slave uprising in South Carolina, which was suppressed by a militia. And, you know, so that was the angle he was going at it from. So I would imagine we'll probably start hearing this from Nancy Pelosi and some of the Democrats probably in short order.
That's nuts. I mean, did he cite the Federalist Papers or anything as sources?
No, you know, he just simply started, he gave a few short points and, you know, talking about how the Founding Fathers debated the Second Amendment. And, you know, some were for, some were against, and, you know, and gave just a quick synopsis history, you know, of uprisings by black slaves, you know, and that they had the one in South Carolina where I think it was about 100 slaves, you know, created an uprising, and they had to actually get a militia together to suppress it. And so that's kind of what the Second Amendment was born out of, you know, white racist slave owners who were trying to oppress black slaves even then.
That's nuts. First of all, the concept of there was a discussion, and it's a discussion of should all states be required to have standing armies,
right,
versus
exactly
well-regulated militias.
Yeah, he mentioned that as some of the, you know, several of the states, Virginia, I guess, being the tip state as far as, you know, having a well-regulated militia.
Yeah, and what they did is the states, one reason you had a well-regulated militia is because you didn't want a government from another state to come over and take over your state.
Right.
And you
right
wanted to be able to have your freedom.
Well, and what about, yeah, the whole history of, like, militant black activists in the 50s and 60s who essentially provided safe houses to civil rights leaders? They were
right
well-armed, and the authorities in the South didn't want to mess with them because they knew they'd
sure
have a fight on their hands.
Right, yeah, exactly. So, but if you get a chance to read it, you know, it's an interesting article.
I'm trying to find
it. Got it up online.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it.
Yes, it's in the opinion page.
Okay. I will definitely look at it. I want to see that. David,
yeah,
do you want in for the drawings?
Hey, throw me in the barrel.
You got it, my friend. Give me month and day of birth.
227.
227, okay. Got it.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Let's go to the phones and go to William. William, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, good afternoon. How's everybody doing?
William, we're doing great. And you?
Doing good. A little wet out here. But,
yeah, tell me about it. If you're a duck, you're enjoying the heck out of this day.
Yeah. Hey, stick me up for the drawings. I'm all about trying to win something.
Okay.
And
give me your month and day of birth.
10/11.
10/11, okay.
As far as plans for the weekend... well, I've got a camper set up at the lake, and I think that has become my contingency home. you know, I may take the boat out between showers, and I may just stay in the camper and watch movies. I don't know.
But, well, you know, these things kind of come and go. I think Sunday is going to be the day that's probably going to be bad.
Well, you know, it's like this. I bought this camper in February, took it home, parked it in the yard. It sat there until last weekend. I took it up and set it up at the lake, and I've never spent a night in it. I'm going to stay in the camper this weekend.
Okay. During proverbial hell or high water, huh?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm staying in the camper this weekend.
Is this a pop-up camper?
No, no. It's a 30-foot.
Oh wow.
Pull behind. Yeah, it's got a queen size bed in the front bedroom, and the bunks in the back are actually full size beds stacked.
Wow, so, man.
Yeah, it's that's plenty of room for me, my wife, and the two little Shorty dogs. So,
do you are you like up at Bama Park or something? Where are you?
Actually, I'm up at Lake Jordan, Bonner's Point. You know where Bonner's is?
I do.
Yeah, yeah. There's a been there a few years. A little campground park they put in up there, and it's not a real fancy place, but it's got a boat dock down there at the end of the slough, and just tie your boat up out there. And I don't worry about pumping the water out of it because a pontoon boat don't sink.
Well, unless you hit one of the pontoons.
Well, I leave it to me, and I probably would. But, yeah. If the weather's nice, I'll go to Sandbar, drink beer, and tell lies. And if the weather's bad, I'll stay in the camper and watch TV.
There you go, William. You have a great weekend. Good luck on the drawing. Do we need to go to do what we wanted to do?
Yeah, we can do that now or when we come back.
Let's go to JoJo. Yeah. We'll do that on the way back. JoJo, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thanks, Dan. I was in South Montgomery a while ago, and man, it is. I think one of those big thunderheads just parked over the area. There's a lot of flooding. I mean, it's like overwhelming the drainage system. It's like the sewer or the manhole covers are gushing water out of the edges of them straight up. You know, it's pretty bad over there. And the police had a couple of streets blocked off over there.
How far south in Montgomery County?
It's right by the Boulevard, Norman Bridge Road, and the Boulevard area right there.
Wow.
Also, did you guys catch when the president pardoned Jack Johnson, the footage of that?
Of who?
Jack Johnson, the first black.
Well, I saw that. Joey told me about it yesterday during the show.
Yeah, that was really moving. I tell you, it really chilled his heart. Can I get in on the Fresh Market drawing?
You want Fresh Market and Sweet Creek?
Just Fresh Market. I did the Sweet Creek a while back.
Okay.
125 is my birthday.
You got it.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks.
Bye.
272-9228. We're going to go to a quick break. Be right back.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There are many different types of booths that you pay to use. A phone booth. A restaurant booth. A photo booth. How about a kissing booth? A ticket booth? Or a toll booth? There is one booth that costs nothing, and that's a voting booth. So on June 5th, when you're at the booth, think booth. Al Booth. For House Representative, District 88.
Hello, I'm Al Booth. I've served our communities the last 37 years as country lawyer and probate judge. And now I would like to take that experience to the Alabama Legislature and be our voice in Montgomery. The one booth to remember on June 5th, Al Booth, House District 88.
Paid for by the committee to elect Al Booth, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama, 36067. Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust.
the next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Waiting for a train on us feeling near space.
272-9228. Interesting, the we're about to close out the Sweet Creek and the Fresh Market gift card drawing. So if you want to get in, call me at 272-9228 and get your name in. Just say something. Don't just call and ask to be in. Say something intelligent and talk to us, please. We played the American Newsroom DOJ meeting. Okay. Oh, you're going to love this one. Amazon Echo records private conversations and sends it to a coworker. Listen in to this.
Amazon is investigating after one of its Echo devices recorded a family's private conversation and then sent it to a person on their contact list. A Portland, Oregon woman says she had no idea that her Amazon Echo listened to her and her husband and then shared their conversation with one of his employees. Yikes. Gary Horker of our Seattle affiliate, that's Cairo TV, broke this story.
The woman, whose name is Danielle, says that she was shocked to get a phone call urging her to disconnect her Alexa devices right away. After her experience, she's vowing never to use them again.
My husband and I would randomly joke sometimes, like, I bet these devices are listening to what we're saying.
Until 2 weeks ago, Danielle's home in Portland, Oregon, was wired in every room with the Amazon Echo. Her family used the Alexa app to do everything from turn up the heat to turn off the lights. But Danielle told us via Skype that their love for the Alexa changed with one alarming phone call.
The person on the other line said, unplug your Alexa devices right now.
That person was one of her husband's employees calling from Seattle.
He proceeded to tell us that he had received audio files, recordings from what was going on in our house.
That should scare you to death. There was a divorce that was going on, and the wife got a transcript of what was going on in the house. Another one where a husband was went and got a transcript and could hear in the background a man's voice and some going on. Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome aboard the Danmore Show.
Hey, good evening, fellas.
How are you?
Man, that's a tough one, doesn't it?
I know. Kind of gets you thinking, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, I knew they were listening, but, you know, as long as you don't say, hey, I'm a murder president, you know, you wouldn't think a machine would, like, just, you know, stop, you know, and then punch out that part of the conversation and send it to somebody.
They're listening, boys and girls. They're listening.
Yeah, I mean, been knowing that. I mean, I know, you know, even a microwave. I mean, they can listen through the microwave and, you know, in the new dryers, even in the 90s. But, I mean, it's something when it starts transcripting it out. When it starts recording and putting it on a transcript and sending it to somebody, we got a problem.
We really do.
But anyhow, I want to be in on the drawing. Hey, might as well. Trying to cook in this mess.
You got it. Both drawings?
Yeah, yes, sir. And then I hate to go back to earlier, but you know when we was talking about the president and about the meeting. Do you deep down not think that they already got this resolved and that this a ball game for Trump to play with the media? I mean, sure to goodness, when Pompeo went over there, hey, this is what we're doing. We're cutting your money off, and this is what we're going to do till the day that we meet. I mean, there ain't no way they just playing ball back and forth. And, hey, we might do away with nukes and it might not. I mean, they already got this plan handled, don't they?
I don't think so. I think that, I think when Kim Jong-un said that and said what he said, I think some of the military didn't like that, didn't want to give up nukes, and kind of forced him into a corner.
I got it. The way I see it, it looked like it was, you know, they're going to make the meeting where it's in Korea. I mean, that way, you know, Kim Jong-un got to watch out. I mean, you know, there's people that probably, you know, been pissed at him for 30 years that, you know, if he puts something out there public where he going to leave, you know, still not like they did on that train. I mean, they allowed to take over from his butt for real. And then we might have a problem, you know, some crazy in him over there, because they might be. But anyhow, I hate that about the Lexus thing, because I'm going to lie, that Bluetooth and the speakers together, where you ain't got to wire your house up, you can have these nice Bose audio hooked up to that Lexus all through the house, that was actually what my Christmas present going to be to myself. I mean, I was going to light the house up, but that ain't happening now, brother. We'll see y'all.
Thanks, Randall. Let me go to a break. Coming back, Linda, Margaret, coming to you right after this.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, when I was feeling near as faded as my jeans.
The Dan Morris Show.
Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Troy King. As your Attorney General, I worked hard to keep Alabama's families safe. I wrote and passed the toughest sex offender law in the entire country, a law that Steve Marshall's paid lobbyist actively opposed. I made sure that violent criminals stayed where they belong, behind bars. And when I left office, violent crime was at the lowest it had been in 20 years. Today, it's at historic highs. It doesn't have to be this way. Join me in taking Alabama back. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, Post Office Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
May, graduation or not, loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram truck, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti, all in one place or in Prattville. This month it is huge. The brand new Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV. Kia, 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, best in the business. Save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover. The 2019 model arrives in June, so save a lot on the 2018. The third-row Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about family and friends plan to see if you qualify. The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, still the rugged off-road SUV you want and expect, but smoother. Or the Grand Cherokee, or its smaller sibling, the Cherokee. Ram truck redesigned 2019 model. Looks completely different than the 2018 model. Now on sale. Kia, Infiniti, Fiat, Ram truck, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep. In Prattville, in Montgomery, only at Brubaker.
Rhonda Walker, on her determination to fight cancer.
I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Conservative fighter Rhonda Walker.
Throughout the course of my chemotherapy and radiation, I never missed a county commission meeting. I wanted to push through and project normalcy. I wanted to be present in my life.
After months of chemotherapy and 2 surgeries, Rhonda beat cancer.
I wasn't supposed to be diagnosed with cancer at 42 years old. That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to give everything I have to my children. I'm going to give everything I have to my marriage. I'm going to give everything I have to my community because I have today.
Rhonda Walker, a conservative fighter for Alabama State Senate.
Paid for by the committee to elect Rhonda Walker. P.O. Box 3403, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
June 5th, the citizens of Autauga County will have the important task of selecting a new probate judge. Paul Beckman is clearly the best person for the job. Paul Beckman has a proven record of experience, and he's a man of his word. This is proven by Paul when he kept his promise of only serving 2 terms as your state legislator, something not very common these days when a politician has tasted power and privilege. Paul Beckman has spent 24 years as a lawyer practicing probate law. Paul's experience was relied upon as a legislator when he was asked to help improve Alabama's probate laws. For his work, Paul received a coveted Alabama Law Institute Award. Paul's experience has allowed him to teach many students probate law and allowed him to serve as a special probate judge for Autauga County. Experience counts, and Paul Beckman has that experience. June 5th, let Paul's experience and integrity serve you and your family as probate judge. Vote Paul Beckman for probate judge of Autauga County. Paid for by friends of Paul Beckman, P.O. Box 68155, Prattville, Alabama, 36068.
It would be a privilege to serve the citizens of Autauga County. I am Paul Beckman, and I approve this message.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at Lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's Lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about our rate beat program, same day funding, and limits on Lightstream loans.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. U.S. officials and their North Korean counterparts are still working to put together a meeting between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis.
The Korea summit, where it may, if our diplomats can pull it off, may have it back on even.
President Trump canceled that meeting yesterday, citing hostile comments made by North Korean officials. The first named tropical weather system of the season is gaining strength.
We're looking, as I said, for a very significant rain event along the northern Gulf Coast, and the flooding potential is going to be increasing quite rapidly as we get into or early next week.
Dennis Velchin with the National Hurricane Center says subtropical storm Alberto currently has maximum sustained winds of 40 miles per hour. Harvey Weinstein turning himself into New York authorities this morning. The embattled movie mogul was arraigned on rape and other charges. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The
Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As we continue to follow developments with subtropical storm Alberto in the northwestern Caribbean heading for the Gulf, it could affect Alabama by Monday, if not before. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around. The overnight low temperature falls to about 70. Tomorrow, look for a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms scattered across the area. It's not going to rain all the time. Some towns may not get much. High 85. Then late Sunday into Monday, rain and thunderstorms increase in coverage as Alberto approaches. Locally heavy rainfall amounts with a high near 80. Sunday, low 80s Monday. Our weather app keeps you on top of tropical weather developments. Get it on your phone or tablet now before the storm. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Go to Linda. Linda, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you. I wanted to tell you about a Second World War movie that is really good. It was a television series called Winds of War.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I watched every single one of those.
Well, it was very good and pretty factual.
Yeah, I watched every one. Actually, I bought the series, too.
We own it also, and we'll probably watch it again this weekend.
Ooh, I like that. Linda, would you like to get in on the drawing?
Yes, I would, please.
Give me your month and day of birth.
9/3.
I've got you in, Linda.
Okay, thank you.
You have a wonderful day. Yeah, the Winds of War, that was a great series. Let's go to Margaret.
How are you?
Hey, Margaret.
Hey. I just thought I'd call and tell you that I went to Brubaker Kia and bought a car, and I told him that I listen to you guys all the time, and I heard his ads on that.
Oh, wow. Great, Margaret. What'd you get? And did you talk to Dick personally?
No, I can't remember the guy's name. He was very nice, though. We went to just kind of look over at the cars because we had heard about them giving a discount to military and all that stuff. So my husband said, well, let's just go and look, and I don't think we'll buy one. And so we got there, and they did such a good deal that we got a Kia Sportage.
Wow. I'm impressed, Margaret. Thank you so much for going to one of our sponsors.
Yeah, and I did say that I listened to you, and that's what made us stop by, and so I put in a plug for you.
Thank you so very much. Would you like to get in on the drawings?
Yes, I would, please.
Margaret, I've got you down. Give me your month and day of birth, Margaret.
August 18th.
August 18th. Did you get that, Joey? He got it. He can do it all. Thanks, Margaret. I love that name. That was my mom's name. Thanks, Margaret. Let's go to Wayne. Wayne, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello, sir.
Hey, Wayne.
Today, I was calling in about Sweet Creek, that this coming Sunday, my church, Century Methodist Church, which normally holds services at Pike Road Elementary Church Gymnasium,
mm-hmm.
are having their annual worship service there at Sweet Creek this coming Sunday. I wanted to invite everyone there. Wonderful event. Bring a lawn chair and hear the word of the Lord from Patrick Quinn.
I like that. I like that a lot.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. We all have a great time and always a lot of things going on for the kids.
I like that. That's what I like about the Ingrams, that they put that type of things in at Sweet Creek Farm Market, so that's great.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. And I'm a first-time caller. My pleasure. And just wanted to make the announcement. We're so much looking forward to it. We love the place.
Let me ask several questions here. So you're a first-time caller. Do you want in on the different drawings?
Yes, sir, I suppose, yeah.
Okay, what we need to do is put you in on the on the Fresh Market first-time caller list. Then we're going to put you in for the Fresh Market $50 gift card for today and also the Sweet Creek Farm Market. Okay.
Awesome.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. How long have you been listening to the show?
Well, 63 years old, retired home health care worker, many years as a listener, first-time caller. Enjoy this more than any other thing you can find, you know, as far as news and updates and entertainment. I'm a child of God, a husband, a grandfather, and enjoying retirement every day, trying to look for something to do every day that I enjoy to do.
Well, wait. Wayne, I've got you in for the drawing, and so let me cut out here and listen in. We got Sweet Creek, you got Fresh Market, and First Time Caller.
And what is your month and day of birth?
Month and day of birth. So, sorry.
Oh, yeah. It's 6/24.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Let me go to Lindsay. Lindsay, welcome aboard the Danmore Show.
Hi.
Hey.
This is my first time calling. I've been listening to y'all for about 3 months or so. And I wanted to thank y'all for the wonderful curriculum that y'all have on the show.
Well, thank you very much. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Lindsay.
I am 26 years old, or about to be 26. I work full-time, and...
What type of work do you do?
I'm an animal control officer for the city.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you, oh gosh, what's his name? I forgot. What's the finance guy's name?
Who?
The finance guy for the city.
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay. So you've been listening for about 3 months. You work for the city. How do you get to listen to the show and work for the city, huh?
Oh, well, you know, we're contracted out to do animal control for the city and the county.
Oh, okay.
But I'm in the car all the time, so I get to listen to y'all.
Oh. Well, Lindsay, I'm really happy. I need your month and day of birth.
All right, it's
6/5. 6/5. Okay, got it. Lindsay, listen in. We're going to do the drawing, and you're going to be the trifecta here. You're in three different drawings.
All right, sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to the phones and go to Mike. Mike, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan, how's it going?
Doing good.
I know what I'm going to be doing this weekend.
What are you going to be doing this weekend?
I'm going to be drying out because I have soaking wet. I've been delivering these packages in the rain up here in Fallacy, and man, it's a frog choker.
Oh, man.
But I just wanted to call in and just wish everyone a happy Memorial Day. Hope you'll have a great weekend, and I would like to get in on the drawing.
You got it, my friend. Give me your month and day of birth.
9/27.
Okay. You got it.
Yes, sir.
Let me go to Debbie. Debbie, welcome aboard the Danmore Show.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
Doing good.
How many seats are up, Republican-wise, in this next election?
You're breaking. Your phone is really bad here. Say that again, or move your mouth away from the phone.
How many Republican seats are up for election this season?
How many, all the House and all the Senate are in the state, or all the members of Congress are, and then, of course, we have our constitutional offices.
Okay. And will we have at least one amendment in the fall that you know of?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. That's always good.
That is.
I think. Okay, that's all. Have a great weekend, you two guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go to Nancy, and Nancy's going to be our last person.
Hi there.
Hey, Nancy. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank the military that has served in the past and who is now serving. I try every time I see a military person in their uniform, when I recognize another in the military, to thank them for their service. And I think everybody should do that, too, because they're laying their lives down on the line for us, for our freedom, and I want them to know that how much we really appreciate it.
I agree. Absolutely agree. Nancy, would you like in on the drawing?
Sure.
Okay, you got it. Give me month and day of birth.
128.
Okay. Nancy, I wish you have a wonderful day.
You too.
Let's do this. Let's play the taps. John, this is John Wayne. We're going to have to get some of the numbers and check things out. Listen to this. We're going to go to the break, and then we're going to do the drawings. Everybody listen in. Be back right after this.
It was July in Virginia. The scent of the dogwood and the laurel lay heavy on the land, while the burgeoning fruit of the peach and the apple marked the full sway of summer. For 7 fateful days, the trees, the flowers, yes, the very ground itself, had shuddered under the roar of cannon, bark of howitzers, and the crackling of a legion of rifles. Now all was silent. Sledgehammer blows of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson had mauled the Army of the Potomac, and yet that army was not destroyed. 7,000 men had fallen in that dreadful week, and the savagery of the conflict was grimly evident in the river of wounded that wound through the green hills. Now a new sound drifted in the soft evening sky. For Colonel Dan Butterfield, a courageous and able soldier, was also a man of music. To honor his fallen comrades, he had composed a simple and heart-rending melody. On July 2nd, in the year of 1862, its strains floated over the graves that scarred the dark Virginia earth. It has been more than 100 years since that sound was born. But those notes have never died away. Every night of the year, throughout the world, fighting men of America from the north and the south, the east and the west, close their eyes in sleep to its call. And in each of their hearts, there glows a fierce surge of pride.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey talks about her faith and Christian values.
Well, I was a member of the Covenant Baptist Church growing up. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I'm grateful for my faith, and I rely on it. Prayer and reading the scriptures and going to church is really important.
Kay Ivey lives her faith and follows God's teaching in how she leads our great state.
I'm pro-life because God teaches us to love life, and He created us, and He wants us to love one another.
That's why Kay Ivey always defends our shared Christian values. As governor, Kay has restored ethical Christian leadership to the office, fought to restore our faith in government, and has Alabama working again.
I believe that life begins at conception. I am strongly pro-life.
That's why Governor Ivey is the only candidate to be endorsed by both the Alabama Citizens for Life and Susan B. Anthony list. Kay Ivey, fighting for conservative values. Paid for by Kay Ivey for Governor, Inc., P.O. Box 966, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
I'm Rick Peters. My wife Jennifer and I have just finished the process of having our kitchen updated by Eddie Basham at Custom Cabinet Renovations.
We love it. The kitchen cabinets look painted perfectly.
The custom wine cabinet looks like it's always been there. The soft closed doors and drawers, along with the pullouts for storage, really make me feel like we have an upscale, modern kitchen.
The crew at Custom Cabinet Renovations were dependable, friendly, and professional. They completed the job in 5 days, estimated from the beginning, and went out of their way to make sure they cleaned up behind themselves.
We've been in our house for 11 years. With the kitchen upgraded by Custom Cabinet Renovations, I almost feel like we've gotten a new home. This kitchen is beautiful. It turned out even better than I imagined.
Jennifer and I couldn't be happier with the job Custom Cabinet Renovations did in our kitchen. I'd recommend them to anyone who'd like to upgrade their kitchen. Give Eddie a call, 799-9873, to set up a time for him to give you ideas to update your kitchen. Or look them up on Facebook, Custom Cabinet Renovations, 799-9873.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Okay, guys, final segment here. We're going to do the drawings real quick.
Yes.
So let it roll, my friend, let it roll.
Well, let's start off with the Fresh Market Special Memorial Day $50 gift card. And the winner is... Wayne! Wayne, you are the winner.
Wayne, you need me to call me at 272-9228 so I can get that card to you, my friend. Next?
Now, let's do the Sweet Creek gift basket. And the winner... is Jason S.
Jason S., you need to call me, my friend. You're the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, 272-9228. Let's play the second part of the story of listening in on Amazon Echo.
Danielle says an Amazon Echo device in her home recorded a private conversation and sent a recording of it to the cell phone of a random contact, which was the employee in Seattle, about 175 miles away. This is part of that conversation. Danielle unplugged all of the devices and repeatedly called up Amazon. She says an Alexa engineer investigated her story.
And did he tell you why it happened?
He said that the device guessed what we were saying.
In a statement to CBS, Amazon says, quote, background conversation was interpreted by Alexa as commands to record and send the message. As unlikely as this string of events is, we are evaluating options to make this case even less likely.
They have absolutely no right to listen and record my conversations. It's unheard of.
Well, Amazon says they take privacy very seriously. They called this a rare occurrence, and they're investigating to ensure that it does not happen again.
I hope it doesn't happen again, because I tell you, that's pretty bad if it went like that. Let's, since we're doing Memorial Day weekend, let's do the gas story here, because gas prices are up.
With the holiday weekend getting underway, gas prices are climbing toward the $3 mark for the first time in 4 years. Regular gas is now going for an average of $2.96 a gallon. AAA expects more than 41.5 million Americans will travel for Memorial Day weekend. That's up nearly 5% from last year. Michelle Miller is on the road in New Jersey.
The good news is that the national gas price average is well below the 2008 record of $4.11. Still, the average American household is expected to pay $200 more this year on gas than they did last year. So that could keep some travelers off the road this Memorial Day weekend.
There's nothing we can do about it.
Don't have another choice. It's not like I have a horse in the backyard.
As Americans gear up for the start of summer, rising gas prices are tempering their excitement.
I'm going to stay local as a result probably of the gas prices and just the obscene amount of traffic that is going to be here this weekend.
According to AAA, at least 16 states have hit an average gas price of at least $3 a gallon.
1 in 4 gas stations in America are selling gas at $3 or more. And that's about 50 cents more than this time last year.
Let's go to the phones and go to Wayne. Wayne's the winner of the Fresh Market gift card. Wayne, congratulations, my friend.
Oh, wow. I'm so happy, but humbled as well. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely, Wayne. Are you able to meet me over there today, or is there a time later on or tomorrow?
Well, today.
Real quick,
what
real
time
quick.
Today?
I'm sorry?
What time today?
What time's good for you?
Well, I work with you for sure.
Well, I'm going to be leaving the studio, and I can, it's right down the street from me, so I can go do it now if you're available. If not,
okay.
Okay, I'll meet you at Fresh Market. I'm wearing a tan shirt. I'll be at the front door.
Okay, and the time to look for me?
I'm sorry?
What time to look for me?
I'm going to be there in 15 minutes.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm running on a show, Wayne. Come on.
Okay.
Yes. See you then. Bye.
Yes.
Oh, man, running out of show, folks. We're running out of show. Am I up against the time? Is now the time to play this? Folks, I want you to have a great Memorial Day weekend. Joey, I want you to have a great weekend. Folks, I appreciate everything you guys do for us and going to our sponsors. Listen to this last part of Memorial Day memory.
We are a nation under God, and I believe God intended for us to be free. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David. Their lives ended in places called Bellow Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. They add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom.